The Harris-Biden administration just authorized lethal force by the military on United States citizens. Y'all, we need to pay attention to this. I was given this. It's a copy of the Department of Defense directive that was updated on September 27th. I got this about 3 weeks ago. Literally, I got this the night that the storm happened here, Hurricane Helene. And I've been just tied up trying to help as many people as I can here. And now I'm finally getting a chance to record this video. This is a terrible, terrible thing. I have the directive. Like I said, I've had it for about 3.5 weeks. And yesterday, I was doing my due diligence. I read this directive, and I even reached out to some of my friends who are currently serving in the United States military in different branches at very high-ranking levels. Some of them in support, some of them in SF, Special Forces, and this is legit. This is the same directive they got, and it's not good. Never before has the United States military been able to take lethal force action on American citizens in the homeland. But here we are. Why? Because they think that there will be civil unrest in, what, 3 weeks or 4 weeks for the election? 3 weeks. And when they tell you who they are, ladies and gentlemen, believe them. And they're telling us who they are. You know, Biden has said for years now, if you think you're going to defeat the U.S., United States military, you're going to need an F-16. Remember all that bullshit? Well, he just cleared the military to take action. Here is the DoD Directive 5240.01 that was just updated, like I said, September 27th. And it is the DoD Intelligence and Intelligence-Related Activities and Defense Intelligence Component Assistance to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities. Now, rather than just show you the one paragraph that is going to make your eyes bleed, let's see what it's applicable to, okay? This issuance applies to the Office of the Secretary of Defense, the military departments, the Office of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Joint Staff, the Combatant Commands, the Office of Inspector General of the Department of Defense, the defense agencies, the Department of Defense field activities, and all other organizational entities within the Department of Defense referred to collectively in this issuance as the DoD components. Now, this issuance does not apply to activities conducted by the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency pursuant to Section 442 of Title 10 of the U.S. Code or Section 3045 of Title 50. Of the U.S. Code for A, humanitarian assistance, B, disaster readiness, response, and recovery, C, maritime and aeronautical safety of navigation, D, environmental and security vulnerability studies, E, mapping, charting, and geodetic missions, F, other similar activities not constituting foreign intelligence or counterintelligence. Okay, so of those things that it does not apply to, it wouldn't take but a single order from above to turn that into a different scenario where they're going to say there's public and civil unrest. And here's the part that everybody should be aware of. This is the part a lot of people have been reaching out about in the last couple weeks here, and I have verified it. This is the one that everybody got issued, and my friends in the military have all said the same thing, that this was not accidentally included. Here it is. You go to section 3.3, levels of authority. Subject to paragraph 3.1, defense intelligence components may provide personnel to assist the federal department or agency, including a federal law enforcement agency or a state or local law enforcement agency, when lives are in danger, in response to a request for such assistance in accordance with the following approval authorities. One, the Secretary of Defense may approve any type of requested permissible assistance prescribed in paragraph 3.2. Two, the decision to approve requests for these types of permissible assistance described in paragraph 3.2 to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities are reserved to the Secretary of Defense. A, provision of personnel to support response efforts for civil disturbances, which may also require presidential authorization. B, DoD response to chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and high-yield explosive incidents. C, and this is the big one, assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality, or any situation in which it is reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force, including death or serious bodily injury. It also includes all support to civilian law enforcement officials in situations where a confrontation between civilian law enforcement and civilian individuals or groups is reasonably anticipated. Such use of force must be in accordance with DODD, that's Department of Defense Directive 5210.56, potentially as further restricted based on the specifics of the requested support. D, provision or use of DOD unmanned systems, drones, in the United States, except as delegated by the Secretary of Defense pursuant to the October 31, 23 Secretary of Defense Memorandum. Guys, anywhere that law enforcement could potentially be anticipated to have a confrontation with civilians or civilian groups, i.e. militia, you know, that group that's required by the United States Constitution, they're authorized to, upon request and approval by the Secretary of Defense, and perhaps in some situations the President, they're approved to shoot you, to kill you. That's how far we have fallen. That's how far we have drifted away from the republic that our forefathers died to create. It doesn't get any more real than this. I have a link down below if you want to read this directive. It's 22 pages, but the section I just highlighted is all you need to know. If you're in the military, heed this call. You have been called to serve in the defense of country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the people that penned this order and the people who ordered them to pen this order have just proven to be enemies of this nation. And you better believe that they are domestic enemies. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Harris-Biden administration. I mean, technically Biden is the commander-in-chief, but he's out to lunch and been on the beach, and she's been running the show. So Kamala Harris and her crew, her bunch of cronies, have just told the military, you better get this on paper and get this directive out in time before the election. Why? Why? Now, I'll go out on a tier, and I'm going to get on my little tinfoil hat. You know, some people call it conspiracy theory. I tend to say it's a spoiler alert. But if they anticipate an uprising of, I don't know, Republicans? Patriots? Then they'll probably look to potentially issue this order, you know, based off of this directive. But would they do it if it were a bunch of blue-haired, screaming, crybaby liberals who have never been told no? Never been told, yeah, you're absolutely wrong? You let me know down below. Guys and gals, I'll bring you this information every day. All you gotta do is subscribe to the channel to stay in the know. If you absolutely hate what's going on with America, subscribe to this channel right now. I'll keep you in the know. This is disgusting. Link is down below if you want this. Yeah, the military has just been approved to kill you and me.